Welcome to the Sundial Writer's Corner. Each week, we bring you talented Tennessee Valley wordsmiths reading their poetry and prose for you. This feature of Huntsville Public Radio is sponsored by the 19th Annual Athens Storytelling Festival, whose mission is to keep the fine art of storytelling alive and well among the school kids of North Alabama. Today, Rose Battle returns with a story of growing up on Battle Hill with her large family, which got even larger with the addition of Uncle Loeb.
All four of us children ran to the door to hug Mother's best friend, Etta Mae, when she visited us out in the woods at Battle Hill. Daddy had a surprise to tell us that would make everybody happy, nobody crying, peace on earth. When we'd all hugged Etta Mae's neck, we settled down on the porch in the gliders. Mother and Etta Mae had become friends when Mother's sister married Daddy's brother. Aunt Lucy and Uncle Gene rented a room from Etta Mae during World War II. When we all got out to the porch, Etta Mae introduced us to a man wearing overalls, a plaid shirt, and tall, wide work boots. He was Etta Mae's uncle. "This is Uncle Loeb. He's going to come help your mother and Velma while your daddy's gone overseas on business for our government," said Etta Mae. "Uncle Loeb will be here a few weeks before I go to Russia to get used to us," Daddy proclaimed. The basement was already fixed up for Uncle Loeb. The first week Uncle Loeb came to stay with us, we had lots of tips from Velma on how to get used to us as he cleared a spot in the woods for a garden and fixed things. Daddy thought Uncle Loeb was already helping so much that we could take him with us to the THC drive-in. We parked right next to the concession stand, of course. Uncle Loeb said he'd never had store-bought popcorn nor seen a moving picture. Jane Russell and John Wayne came on the large screen. It was a cowboy movie. Uncle Loeb yelled out to Jane Russell's screen image, "Hey, Warman, cover your front parts." Then in a bit, he jumped out of the car and ran up and down between the cars, hollering at John Wayne. "Watch out! Looky thar, John Wayne! The bad varmints are about to ambush you!" Everybody was laughing and clapping for Uncle Loeb except Mother. They all loved it. After 2 weeks, Uncle Loeb informed Daddy that he couldn't drive and that he needed a ride to Corner, Alabama, to see that widder woman. Daddy, always up to go on an adventure with a fun character, was delighted. I hopped in the back seat right away. As we rambled through the woods on the old Jasper Highway, Uncle Loeb, who was probably 50, way too old in my 10-year-old mind, told us how he loved the widder woman. I thought she'd look like Marilyn Monroe. She didn't. When we brought Uncle Loeb back on Sunday, Mother had prepared her usual feast for us, which Uncle Loeb certainly got used to pronto. For a special dessert, Uncle Laurie had brought us some tiny marzipan, flowered-shaped tinted candy from D.C. Uncle Loeb sat to Daddy's left, so Daddy took one candy and passed the marzipan to Uncle Loeb, who promptly got out his jackknife and scraped it all onto his lovely plate. We never got a single candy. Uncle Loeb did not get a switching or a lecture either. Mother's troxel stare at us, told us not to say one word, so we lined up, kissed our mother's cheek, and thanked her for our meal as usual. That was the end of the marzipan. When Daddy could call us from Russia and Europe after he had gone on that long trip there, he'd asked to speak to Uncle Loeb so he could ask him if Mother was staying home. It was great entertainment for Daddy to do that. "That woman is tearing up them roads and taking them children to the tap dance, the Boy Scouts, the church, the school, them church socials, Mr. Dave," he'd tell Daddy. The last time I saw Uncle Loeb is when he called me to ask me if I would take him to see the widder woman. I was 17 and packing to go to Auburn to college. When I dropped him off and hugged him, I thanked him for planting the garden, teaching us how to fix things, how to live large, how to holler out to warn people who were about to get ambushed, 'cause them varmints was a-coming thar way. Most of all, I thanked him for getting used to us and showing us if you were fast enough with a jackknife, you could get all the marzipan in one fell swoop. Much obliged, Uncle Loeb.
Sundial contributor Rose Battle grew up in a political and sports-centered family with her parents, her three siblings, a horse, monkey, dog, and roosters in the woods about 12 miles outside of Birmingham. You can hear Rose's story and all the past Sundial episodes on WLRH.org. Just click on Sundial under the Shows and Podcast tab. The Sundial Writers' Corner is sponsored by the 19th Annual Athens Storytelling Festival, happening in downtown Athens, October 23rd through the 25th. Tickets and information are available at athensstorytellingfestival.com.
I got a woman way old town, good to me, oh yeah.